Spring, Texas is classified as West Texas. However, there's a go another 350 more miles to my west and still be in Texas, as we are about 355 miles toward the east of El Paso, Texas. So basically, it's a big state. If you can just imagine the part where Texas wraps around the southeastern corner of New Mexico, if you were to go to that corner, all right, and then from there you'll continue southeast another 100 miles on a downward and diagonal southeasterly direction, you will land. That's going to be Interstate 20 going east and west, and Highway 87 going north and south, and Big Spring, Texas. And so we are classified as West Texas, but just barely. If you were to go 75 more miles to my east, you will leave the desert area and things will get greener and more humid. So we're on the of the West Texas line. So to answer your question, we do get thunderstorms on a fairly regular basis in this part of the country, although we do not get a large amount of rain total in 1 year, because, again, we're in the western Texas part, and it's more desert-like. But we do get the thunderstorms, and, yes, I do like them. I do not hate them, and this is because that the question meant really, because I don't think anyone in their right mind would actually like something that destroys their property and kills people. So the question was, in general, do you like thunderstorms or just hate them? To tear up like that kind. But there's so many different kinds of thunderstorms, and they're not all the kind that destroy. Some of it is just cloud-to-cloud lightning, and you just hear the roaring thunder and the pouring rain, and stuff like that. So, yes, and in fact, most of them don't actually destroy a lot of property, but some of them do. It just depends on the kind that you get, and the severity of it. But buying the kind that's killing people and tearing up buildings, yes. If it's not that kind, then yes, we definitely. Saturday, Paul, Big Spring, Texas.